Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for Spirit on BBSRadio.com. We're the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Say that three times real fast. In a moment, I'll give you some phone numbers. This is an uninterrupted 1 hour of chit-chat and talk and thoughts and invitations for you to call in. As a practicing psychic, I invite your questions, and I also invite your comments and conversation about our subject, our subject tonight, which will be patience. I thought this was a perfect time of the year for this, since I've lost my patience a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. So go grab a phone number. I mean, go grab a pencil and a piece of paper, and I'll give you that phone number. There are two in a moment, one for the worldwide. And I did say worldwide. Doesn't matter where you are, you can call us. And then a separate number for U.S. and Canada. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for Spirit on BBSRadio.com. We're going to be talking about patience tonight. I want to remind you that archives are available for all of our shows, not just mine, but everything on BBS Radio on all of the channels. You can pull around and dig around in the archives, in the website, and find exactly where to go to find your favorite stations, your favorite talks, shows, and they'll direct you to the archives. Sometimes they're a little slow getting loaded, but just be patient. They will eventually be there. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit on BBSRadio.com. Now, that phone number is, or phone numbers are, worldwide. You will be calling 877-489-6350. Let me give that to you again, 877-489-6350. Now, if you're calling in the United States, if you live in the United States or Canada, you share a phone number, 1-888-288-4494. Let me give that to you again. I love saying that phone number, 888-288-4494. I do invite you to call any time tonight. It is an uninterrupted hour of me. We will have on our show next week, December the 19th, Kate Braun will be back to talk about the winter solstice. She's going to discuss the Oak King and the Holly King rivalry, battle and dance, kind of a different sort of balance that goes on with the winter solstice. I just love her energy, and I know you will enjoy her. She's going to be talking about the winter solstice being the shortest day of the year and going into Christmas and all that sort of thing. So join us for that. Kate Braun, she lives in Bastrop, Texas. You know, we're having, this is Central Texas. I'm in Austin. I don't mind telling you that. In the heart, so to speak, of Texas. It's cold outside. Everybody thinks of Texas as being this hot state, and yet up in our panhandle, the arm that goes straight up, it gets cold all the time. I mean, they get heavy, heavy snow and really bad weather. Here in Central Texas, we don't really have seasons, although this year we've actually had beautiful fall. It's cold out there. Now, see, y'all are going to laugh when I say it's 40 degrees. But with the wind and everything, it feels like it's 30. So it's just a little strange. Wondering if that's some of that world climate changes. I, for one, think that that's part of it. And I'm trying to have patience. Wasn't that sneaky of me to go into that? This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit. We're going to talk about patience. Patience tonight. Especially this time of the year, strictly because I have found myself being a little impatient over the last couple of weeks, and I didn't even start shopping for Christmas until yesterday, so that's pretty bad. Patience is really all about what you think of, or what we think of as human beings, as control. If we're not controlling words, actions, situations, we find ourselves being impatient. And if we're under a lot of stress with other things besides the little things, our work, our family, money, whatever, whatever stress is for you individually, well, then we tend to be impatient. We let stress get with us. And the best way to find patience in our life is by surrendering those feelings and understanding that everything is in universal time. And I found, too, that patience or impatience is sometimes an ego thing. I know, we don't want to hear that, do we? We're not getting our way. So, being the tarot person that I am, truthfully, the only card in the deck that speaks to me, and if you have one that speaks to you about patience, then call in for me, is the Temperance card. It's the major arcana card, one of them. It's 14. Its general meaning is intelligence of trial and probation. And, yeah, patience can be associated with, quote-unquote, trial. Astrologically, Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter. Its color is blue. Musical note, G-sharp. 16 is its card number, I'm sorry. Numerologically, it's a 25. Hebrew letter, and I don't mean to sacrifice this letter, so I'll spell this word, so I'll spell it, S-A-M-E-K-H. It means to lean on. And, of course, the universe provides something for us to lean on. The figure itself on the cards is a winged figure, some would call an angel, in a white and gray robe. And it's not meant to be a male or a female. It's androgynous. It's pouring water in and out from between two cups. One foot is in the water, one foot on land, signifying balance. A path going behind this figure up the mountain, up the creek, with lots of new growth around it. Gray background, halo-looking in imagery around the head. The water in the foot, I mean, the foot in the water is a spirit, it represents spirituality, and of course, one on the earthly plane. That's that balance again. Once we're at the stage of growth, it's important that we teach to those that are willing to learn, to share that knowledge, that knowledge on the path. The path behind this figure suggests that, and it's ongoing, suggests that we are constantly on a journey, constantly on, quote-unquote, the path. The quorant, meaning the person you're reading for, you or someone else, has worked hard to open the third eye, and on this figure, in the middle of the forehead is a round-looking disc, which signifies the third eye. And over the heart chakra is a square with a gold or yellow pyramid in the middle of it, signifying that that pyramid inside the square signifies, is there to represent perfect balance. And that symbol, you'll see that symbol on tombs and jewelry and all kinds of things. It's a square with a pyramid in the middle of it. It also suggests that they've gone from emotion to intellect because it is over the heart chakra, and are combining the results for a better balanced life. The background is gray so that we know that they're reaching for a master status because gray is wisdom, knowledge, and experience. There's new growth because there's that path behind them. You know, we just finish one journey and start another one. When we complete a chore, we start something else. So there's always something to learn when we're on any path, whether we call it spiritual or otherwise. This is a patience message. The Temperance card is a patience message. There's no hurry. In fact, we can't hurry universal time. We just can't. It's also a blending message. There could be a marriage or new business venture on the horizon coming together because it is a joint. Remember, it's a joining of emotion as well as practicality and accomplishment. I think I need to have a piece of jewelry or something with that square and a pyramid in the middle of it made. I think I need to do that, and maybe I need to make a picture of the patience card and stick it up on mirrors around the house or something, walls or something. But it's all about control. And that's not to say that we don't have control in our lives. We do, or at least the universe lets us think we do. We make decisions. Do we take a left or do we take a right? Do we order coffee or do we order tea or nothing at all except water? Those are decisions, and they're the little things. It's the big things that sometimes we don't have control over, and we lose our patience, and we raise our voices, and we get insecure, and our ego gets flustered. And this is the time of the year when we need patience. Whether it's driving, walking even. We don't want to be bumping into people and making a mess on the sidewalk. We need to be patient. We need to know that if we're losing our patience and we want to scream at somebody or we want to give somebody a nasty sign when we're driving or something, we need to just take a deep breath and be kind to ourselves so that we can be kind to others, which is so, so important these days. By being kind to ourselves first, we are much more able to allow someone their indiscretion. I know, it's not always easy. You can always go home and punch a punching bag. But we don't need to do that to someone else this time of year. So when we get a little crazy for yourself and your patience is on its last nerve, find a quiet space. Even if that happens to be behind the wheel of your car, just take a deep breath and tell yourself that, what is the saying, this too shall pass, and that, you know, just send that person lots and lots and lots of white light and hope them that they go on their way. If you're running into situations at work, don't talk until you can talk nicely. I know, I sound like your mother, don't I? And I don't mean to. Well, yeah, I guess I do, this time of year. I guess I do. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. You know that this is bbsradio.com. You know that it's Internet Talk Radio, or you wouldn't be with me tonight. The worldwide number that you can call is 877-489-6350. Those are direct call-in lines. You're invited at any time in the next hour to call in and visit with me, get a reading. It's free. Canada and USA, you share a phone number, 1-888-288-4494. We don't have a guest this evening. I'm it. I would love for you to be my guest. Call me. I would love for you to be my guest. In A Book of Answers, The Ultimate Oracle is You, by Manny Pureheart. Yes, he has a thing about patience. But we're not going to read the whole thing. Just a few lines. Realize that the Creator delegates authority, and it is delegated to each soul as overseer for the care and growth of each of us. No part of us loves us more than our soul, which is in direct communication with both the Creator and our material being. Your soul will not ever choose a situation that does not have the potential for bringing you closer to oneness. So when you feel impatient about something, keep that in mind. It's a form of test, both for you and your reaction, as well as whatever the situation is that you have created. Don't like hearing that, do you? I certainly don't. But that's taking 110% responsibility for everything that goes on in your life. What it boils down to then is surrendering the material world illusion of control. What I call control from the small perception of self to the knowledge that all things are in control, divine order in parentheses, at all times in parentheses, what I call control from the greater self. You are not actually giving up anything but the mistaken perception that you have conscious control. I've always known impatience was about a lack of control, but I had never thought of it in this in-depth, I guess. It is when that perception proves to be false in a particular case, things aren't going your way, that you experience a lack of patience. Remember patience. This is a word about patience. What you gain from total surrender is limitless patience, peace, and understanding. Nothing ever ruffled my mother. God love her. She could be in the worst of situations, and she would just turn around and smile and say, you know, this will go away in a minute. It'll go away in a minute. Just wait a minute, especially trying to take care of young children in our household. Patience is a concept for those who are temporarily out of balance in their living patterns. Don't you love that word, that sentence? Patience is a concept for those who are temporarily out of balance in their living patterns. We who are love will never tire of helping our children discover that they have never been gone from their home. Limitless love has limitless patience. That was what Spirit had to say to him, through him. We offer you limitless love. Blessings. That reading came from Manny Pure Heart's book, A Book of Answers, The Ultimate Oracle is You. Manny Pure Heart. See, you can order the book through, I think it's iReadForYou. I think. Let me look in through here. iReadForYou, I think. I'm not finding it. I apologize. But you can find his information on my website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And he has a page, or what do you want to call it, a flyer on my site. You can reach him through that. You might look on some Amazon. Here it is, HTTP and all that. www.i4u.com. i4c4u.com. You can get that book, this book. He has a second one, I think. I don't know whether it's in publication right now, but I know he was working on it. What he and Spirit have done is taken words and their essays on the words, essays, thoughts, feelings, that sort of thing. And every now and then I'll read from that to give us some ideas. Don't forget to share yourself when you're feeling impatient. I know, that sounds odd, doesn't it? Don't forget to share yourself. If you need to jokingly look at somebody and growl, just make sure that they know it's joking, and then get over it. I know, that sounds hard, doesn't it? Because sometimes we really don't want to get over it. We want to be upset. We want to be cranky. I think that's part of the human nature. It's part of those emotional things. It's part of experiencing emotion itself. I love the word emotion. It's all about emoting that thing that's in our heart and heart chakra. And sometimes attitudes, that mental stuff. Attitude. It's all about that. Give me a call. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit. We're talking about patience tonight, or lack thereof. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada and the U.S. share a number, 1-888-288-4494. Reminder that next week, Kate Braun will be back with us talking about the winter solstice. And that is, of course, the shortest day of the year and the longest night of the year. So she'll be talking about those fun Wiccan guys, the Oak King versus the Holly King rivalry. That should be fun. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know anything about it, so I'm looking forward to it. Patience. So, reminder, when things are a little crazy for you and your patience is on your last nerve, find a quiet place. I started to say that a while ago and got lost. Even if it's just going to the bathroom, closing the door, just take a deep breath and just remind yourself that the situation will pass. Even if it's a given situation that's going to come back 10 minutes later, it will eventually pass. I've grown up with a lot of patient people. Being a military family, there's a saying in the military, hurry up and wait. And if they give you a time to be someplace, you must be there, or you're a military person, father, husband, wife in these days, could get in trouble because you're not there on time. And trust me, there will be somebody there to check you in for your supposed appointment, but you may wait hours before you get to take care of that appointment, whatever it is, even doctor's appointments if it's not an emergency. So I would venture to say that military folks learn patience very quickly, whether it's the family of the person. You just know. It's part of that knowing, and it's part of turning over your emotions and saying to yourself, you know, that's just the way it is. This time of year, that translates to the long lines at the grocery store, or trying to buy a present at a busy store, or traffic, or trying to get it all done. And we just have to know that there are going to be glitches in our plans, in our day, and we just need to be patient. It's hard, huh? Especially when people are pushing at you. You don't know these folks. They're strangers. Who are they? How dare they rush you? How dare they step in front of you? How dare they ask you if they can cut in line? Yeah, we're all in a hurry, supposedly. I need to take a sip of tea. My throat hurts. Hang on. Thank you. And, of course, that nice hot cup of tea has now gotten cold. Actually feels pretty good going down. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. Subject tonight is patience. All of this is archived. All of the things on BBS Radio are archived, all of the stations. You just need to go on the website like you found this one and keep clicking buttons until you find your favorite people. I don't know if you can download the archives or not. I keep forgetting to ask the producers. I don't know whether you can, like onto a website or something. And I suspect if you did, you would need permission. So if you find you can do that and you don't have permission, I bet you could get into trouble. But I need to ask Don or Seth. You could email probably either one of those folks and find out if you can download archives. And then again, it may say something on the website about that. So check that out, because there's some really, really good shows, really interesting shows with great guests. Even if they didn't have guests, the host and hostesses are just fun people to listen to, and there's a lot of intelligent class-type shows on, so snoop around and see what you can find. I know that archiving is something they were having some trouble with for a while, but I think now it's all caught up. So snoop around. You'll find some wonderful stuff. Patience, learning patience. Learning patience has a way of reminding us that we are not to be a victim to what we do not control. I made that up. Can you believe that? Learning patience has a way of reminding us that we are not to be a victim to what we do not control. We can't control somebody else's reaction to us, unless, of course, we knowingly punching buttons. We can't control the line at the grocery store or some of the other things I've mentioned tonight. All we can do is participate in it and be kind to those behind and in front of us and to the clerk who's been there. Maybe this is their 8th to 12th hour, trying to get everybody taken care of, or the long line of traffic, or whatever it is. Patience, patience, patience. meditation. There's not a magic wand. There's not a magic button to learn it in all areas of our life. Now, I'm going to go a little bit further with this. We've learned patience. We're loving everybody. We're letting everybody do whatever we need to do. That doesn't mean we're a doormat. It doesn't mean that we will allow anybody to do anything and treat us any way. That goes into boundaries, setting up those boundaries. That's a different subject. That's a different word. But there is a thin line between where do we stop being patient with the situation and start doing something to benefit and make it better. But if we have had lots of patience with the situation, we won't be all stressed out, and we can make a bona fide, more clear-headed decision if it is something that is not healthy for us. Let's say we're being treated negatively in a relationship, and we've been pretty patient with the person. We're saying they're going through bad times, they're getting over their addictions, yada, 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 yada. And then all of a sudden they're not. And they've gotten on your last nerve. That's when you talk about boundaries. That's when you make a different kind of decision about what you're going to do. So don't just be the nice, patient, sweet, loving, kind person and become the doormat. That's not it at all. Like I said, a whole nother show. We have to let go of things we cannot control and recognize what we can do about that situation in a healthy manner if it's a negative one for us. Okay, this is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, bbsradio.com. Let me give you the phone numbers again. I'm getting lonesome. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada and USA, you share a number, 1-888-288-4494. You can call anytime. I will do readings over the site, and short or long. My web address is ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. It is up. Yay! So if you have some things you would like to read about or learn about or share with us, then please let us know. I asked the public a while back for angel stories and thank you stories, how you've been affected by the word thank you. There's some neat stories out there about just simply the impact that the words thank you had on someone's life. And I always invite angel stories and spirit stories, how spirit has affected your life as well. Angels that have helped you in all kinds of ways. I will post them on the website. We can talk about them on the show. If you need some help writing them, well, just give me a call. If you don't feel yourself as a writer, I'm not the best, but I will certainly help you put it in story form, and we'll get it on the site and share it with the world. That's what we're doing. That's what this Going Global is all about, sharing experiences, ideas, and educating the public like I do with my tarot work. And hopefully, we all do as we share ourselves with each other. Okay, Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. Don't forget the archives. We're talking about patience tonight and how it affects us. We went over the Temperance card because, to me, that's the one who screams patience. That is her main word as far as I'm concerned. Even though the general meaning is intelligence of trial and probation, it's still patience for me. We've been talking about the tarot cards. I've been kind of doing mini lessons, which is my intent to eventually go through the entire book before it's all over with. But if you have things to learn, I mean things to share with me, or you would like to give me your opinions of what a card means, I welcome that. You can do it on the show, or you can send me an email at Elaine at ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. And I'll be glad to call you and talk to you about it and maybe include your opinion in the book that I'm putting together. Parts of my tarot set is finished. The layout sheets are available, and they're a great cheat sheet, even if I did create them. They're a great cheat sheet for folks that are learning how to read the tarot. The seven-card reading, which some people call the wish or the party card, or yes and no. Some people call it yes and no. The 13-card reading and the Celtic layouts are ready, and it's a map of where to put the cards, and then it has words in the center of it that give you the meaning of that particular spot on the layout. And the direction and how the cards are laid out properly, 1 through 13, 1 through 7, and the Celtic cards. The cards are ready to color. We're ready to sell those sets now. I use the Rider-Waite deck, and so I suggest people buying the Rider-Waite deck to go to use. I feel like if you can read that deck, you can read any deck. And then I encourage you to buy a deck that talks to you, one that you're drawn to. Some people like the Morgan Greer, the Aquarian deck. Oh, gosh, there are hundreds of them out there. I understand we have a caller online, too. Welcome to the show. This is Elaine.
Thank you.
Who is this?
My name is Ann.
Hi, Ann. Where are you calling from?
Round Rock.
Oh, Texas. Right. Yay, Round Rock. What can I do for you tonight, Ann?
Well, a friend of mine gave me this number and said that y'all were doing readings, and I was kind of interested and wanted to call and see what y'all would find out.
What's your question? What area?
Well, job-related.
Okay. Do you have a particular question about your job, or are you looking for a job, or what are you trying to do? No, you're working.
Well, I'm working in a job, and I'd like to find out if it's going to last.
You'll be there as long as you want to be, but I think your wanting and need to be there will last about 2.5 to 3 years. Now, I have to say that in the position that you're in. There are other arenas for you to look at with the company that you're at right now, and you're not through with your education either. And by getting through with your education, that will give you a different view on the world and where you want to plant yourself, because I don't think you're going to be in Round Rock forever.
Oh.
And your movement is going to have to do with a need or a want to be someplace else. So I have to say, you're there as long as you want to be there. You're in control. We were talking about control earlier tonight on the show. You're in control of this situation at this point.
Interesting.
Which is good.
Well, it is.
Yeah, it's always good to go into a position and know that you can be there, that they like you, that they trust you, that they want you to stay, and that you're the one that has a better sense of control without sounding dramatic, for your destiny, which is great. What does Florida have to do with you?
And more education is in my future.
Yeah, you're not through.
Oh.
You're not through. In order for you to have the income that you are, even on a subconscious level, knowing that you deserve, you're going to have more education. And you're going to have to be a little more brazen about asking for what you want in your career status, in your work status. You're going to have to think outside the box, too, sweetie.
Okay. I think I might be able to do that.
Oh, no doubt. You also have another investment opportunity in about 5 years. You may be a part of a silent backer kind of situation that another 3 to 5 years will start doing profit for yourself. You may be backing somebody's dream, basically. Whether it's helping somebody open a dress shop or, you know, I don't know, but somehow you're affecting your pocketbook by helping someone else.
Now, so that's a neat idea.
Yeah, so that will give you profit also to put in your back pocket, which is great. Anytime we help somebody develop their dreams and we don't push them, like, it takes 5 years, 3 to 5 years for profit to show anyway in most business ventures, so like turnkey retail or whatever. And if we're patient and if we have the right kind of plan, a popular plan among women for some reason, more so than men, is let me loan you this money and I don't want it back for X amount of years, and let's say it's $250,000, and at the end of that third to fifth year, whichever is largest, a percentage of your profit or this amount is what I want back. And it's worked. I've known several women that have done that, and it's worked well. I've known some women that have lost their money, but, you know, you take a chance with any new venture. But you've got more education, and you have opportunity in about 5 years to do some really unusual and good work that helps you become more stable financially.
You can't give me any insight as to what unusual means, can you?
It's something that you would not do for yourself. Like, let's say you would never open a dress shop, but your best friend might. You would never make jewelry, but somebody else you know would. Maybe those are not your talents. So
okay.
It's something you would not do, but you trust that person's ability.
Interesting.
I do know it's women. It's a woman, at least one woman, if not two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your job right now, though, enjoy it. Enjoy the people. Enjoy what you're doing. You know, you've got a pay raise coming July or August of next year. That'll be a nice little chunk of change.
That's always good.
Yeah. It's always good when we don't get bumped to a tax bracket and then they end up taking all the money.
That is something I have to worry about.
Yeah, it happened to me one time. My boss thought she was being so nice, and she was, bless her heart. She really rallied for that pay raise, and by the time I got my first paycheck, I made $2.80 less than I did before.
That's not good.
No, it completely got wiped out. So we do have to be careful, yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
But at any rate, anything else, Ann?
Well, no, you've given me quite a lot to think about.
That's what
I really
all about
appreciate it.
Getting you to think.
Yes.
Let me know. Call in and let me know what's happening with you. Thank you
Great.
For calling.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ann, for calling in. That's Round Rock. Round Rock is only about 30, 45 minutes from Austin, depending on what time of the day and what time of the year. And Slosh right now, it's going to be longer than that. But thank you, Ann, for calling in. I appreciate it. And thank your friend, whoever it was, for calling, for giving you the phone numbers. Speaking of the phone numbers, if you're here in the States or in Canada, 1-888-288-4494. And if you're worldwide, I'd love a call from Japan or England or Norway or Iceland or someplace like that, 877-489-6350. 877-489-6350. That's worldwide. Canada, USA, your number, your shared number is 1-888-288-4494. I would like to have about three more phone calls, four or five more phone calls for reading questions if you would like. This is Elaine Ireland going global for Spirit. Patience has been our talk tonight. If you've missed part of this, you can always archive. This time of the year, we need to pull up our patience level. 'Tis the season, as they say. Not that every day can't present you with something. You know, I find with my clients, I find people saying that they lost patience with themselves. That's pretty important, and it can be dramatic. I'm not a therapist, so certainly not. I don't mean to get into this long, airy discussion, long-winded discussion about being patient with ourselves and our lack of it and the effects that it can have on our psyche. But it's true. We do need to be patient with ourselves and not so hard on ourselves. You know, and then we get into the perfectionism pressures that we put on ourselves or we allow others to put on us. You know, supermoms are an example of that. The person who's always got to win, the champion mentality. Those are all good mentalities. I'm not knocking them. please don't misunderstand me, but there's a thin line between being too tough on yourself. And when is that? It's when that, for me, as an observer, it's when people start losing themselves and they're not gaining for their lives what they want by being so hard on themselves. I have a caller online, too. This is Elaine.
Yeah, hi, this is Stephen. I'm calling from
Canada. Hi, Stephen. You're calling from Canada?
Yes.
You are my first. I have been begging for a Canadian call ever since I went on the air. Welcome. What can we do for you this evening?
I'd like to get a reading, focus on my career and finance.
Focus on career and finance. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting a whisper behind you, an odd echo. Okay. I wrote the words career and finance down, and as I was writing the word career, I got three, the number three. So that tells me that you've got either three branches or three roads to walk down under the umbrella of the career that you're working with now. Or you've got three separate careers, but they're all interrelated. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah. I have three financial interests.
Okay,
job.
3 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting past July and August of this next year, of 08, I'm not worried about your finances after that. Actually, you're doing okay right now. You're just not banking what you want to bank or what you have in your head that you want to be your bankable income. Not all of it disposable, but your bankable income. Come July and August of next year, you're going to have a really good hold on the future of that amount of money, which I think is great. You also have some travel coming up. Because of career choices, you're going to have to travel someplace to make a commitment. That doesn't mean you're moving. You're just traveling. And you're not traveling on a consistent basis. It's just for this one situation to tie up the commitment so that you can move forward. Do you own your own business at this point?
What happened is I work and I have some business interests. That I'm working on, so.
So you do, in a sense, have your own business, yeah.
Yeah, I have a travel business part-time that I'm trying to get developed.
A travel business?
Mm-hmm.
Great, okay. I have to say, overall, I'm not worried about you in the long run at all. You're going to be fine. You have these 3 points. These three different arenas for your career to travel. Financially, by the middle of next year, you're going to be sitting pretty, and that really is the beginning of what you want. And stability is there for you. I don't see you sliding backwards financially at all.
Okay.
At all after the middle of next year.
Yeah, because it's to make it through to the first quarter next year is... it's pretty tough for me right now.
You will.
But
you have
yeah.
some nice surprises as far as work and people that want you to do work for them in February. There are 5 people. I don't know whether they're all one group or whether 5 individuals. But they will pay you handsomely, those 5 people,
okay.
for whatever you do. You'll be fine.
Might be work wise. Might be.
You will be fine, Stephen.
Okay.
Anything
else? Could I ask one question again?
Yes.
Health.
Health. Okay. I don't see anything that you can't handle. Your skeleton structure, your bones. Mm-hmm. In about 2 years, your bones feel tender to me. I don't know what that means. Do you have arthritis in your family or something like that?
Not
that you know of?
No. Most problem is diabetes and heart.
I'm sorry?
The major problem in my family is diabetes and
diabetes? Okay. The only thing I see for you that you're going to have to tackle in about 2 years is something that goes on with your skeleton, your bone structure. I don't see diabetes for you individually as being a big challenge at all. You take on a different, a different avenue with your health rather than what I would consider the family mode, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
Overall, when you're in your late 50s, early 60s, your hearing and your anything on your left side, your left eye, your left hearing, taste buds on your tongue, left heart, just anything on the left side of your body is what will be the most vulnerable for any kind of correction or surgeries. I only see you having 2 surgeries in your entire lifetime. That's pretty good.
Okay. All right. So thanks very much for the help, for the information. And I look forward for February and August next year.
You will do fine, Stephen. Keep in touch. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
And thank you for being my first Canadian call.
Yeah, I listen to the to you regularly on the internet.
Well, thank you. Is there something else you would like for me to be doing?
No, that's great. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call in.
Okay, bye.
Have a good holiday.
Same to you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
That's exciting. That was my first Canadian phone call. Those of you that listen on a fairly regular basis, you've heard me say, please, 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 Canada call. Yay! Very nice, man. Thank you, Stephen, for listening. I appreciate the fact that you're with me, and call again anytime. This is Elaine Ireland. We've been going global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. Let me give you the phone numbers again. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, you share a phone number, 1-888-288-4494. We've been talking about patience tonight. If you've missed the first part of the show, you can always go into the archives, along with other shows as well, and listen to what we've been doing. It's my understanding that every now and then they get a little behind in running the archives, but eventually they all get caught up. And you can find out how to do that by going on the website and poking around. I don't know the system well enough to tell you exactly how to do it, but the website's very good about guiding you through. My website is ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. There's a recent newsletter on there that and Pam is uplifting or downloading rather some other goodies as we speak, probably. Hopefully, I have some things that I also have some things that I have to send her. So, and if I invite things from you guys, we were talking a while ago about angel stories and things that go bump in the night and stories. Thank you, stories. I especially would like to. I'd like to have enough stories about how thank you has affected people's lives to put them in a book, to compile them in a book and share them with the world. So help me do that. Send in the stories. I would love to have them. We'll put them on the site, and if I have at least 200 of them, we'll put them in book form and follow up and share our thank yous with folks. We have not had a guest this evening other than the guests who call in, the two that have called, Ann from Round Rock and Stephen from Canada, and we've been talking about patience and the effect that a lack of patience can have on our systems and our lives and being impatient with others. And I know it's hard sometimes to be patient with other people. But being hard on ourselves, being impatient with ourselves, I think is the hardest of all. We don't need to be being ugly to ourselves. We don't need to be slamming ourselves, especially this time of the year. We need to be patient with ourselves first and others first. It's kind of hard, making it an equal, isn't it? Especially the ones that we love, because they're always, what is the saying, we hurt the ones that we love first? Because they're the closest ones to us, physically. They're the ones that we tend to lash out to, or they're the ones that pop us, and then we have to be patient with our responses. So next week is Kate Braun. We're going to talk about winter solstice, in case you missed me saying that two other times. We've already talked about patience in the sense of stress and accepting and understanding that everything's on a universal term. I said a while ago that we learn patience the best by surrendering our feelings, and that's, we kind of touched on the word ego a while ago. How dare people are who they are and what they want. You know, that's part of that control stuff. So we have to be careful about letting our ego get out of hand. I didn't say we shouldn't have an ego. I said getting out of hand. Okay, we have time for a couple of more calls. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, shared number 1-888-288-4494. We haven't had a guest this evening, but we will next week, Kate Braun. You can go on my website and pick up some information about her. Kate's link is there also. You can go to her website and learn a little bit more about her. Interesting lady. She's smart, funny, and so knowledgeable. Please be with us to hear her next week and have your questions about solstices and legend and that sort of thing ready, and give us a call in. It'll be fun. It will be fun. Patience, the temperance card. If you don't know what the temperance card looks like, you can go on my website and see it. It's a winged figure. Or if you have a deck of cards, just pull out the patience card. The patience card. See, I even call it the patience card. Pull out the temperance card and maybe make copies of it and stick it around. I have decided that I'm going to make copies now. I'm going to make copies, and I'm going to stick them, one in my car, tape it to the console of my car, and here in the office. And since I work out of my home, that's easy to do, right? Since we're having such nasty weather here, both my real estate and my readings, I'm doing everything out of the house here. In case you don't know, I am a real estate agent with Keller Williams. So if you are interested in coming in up this way or down this way or over this way, let me know if I can help you. But my primary thing is my world of reading. I jokingly call it my two R's, reading and real estate. But if I can help you with either one, I'll be more than happy to. I do a lot of readings by phone. So obviously, excuse me, not just on the air, but as well, full-time, full readings. And I try to record. I can record my half, but I don't have any way of recording your words. And if you do, you're welcome to do that. But I record my half, and then I mail the tape to the court. You can find rates and things like that on the website, or you can give me a call, 512-922-4723. Let me give you that again. That is my direct number, area code 512-922-4723. If I don't call you back within 24 hours, call me again. It's probably been dropped by the great cell phone god, as we jokingly say. And call me back, and I'll get back with you, and we can negotiate a time if you should want a full reading. Readings are 30 minutes or an hour. Okay, patience has been our talk tonight. Learning patience has a way of reminding us that we are not to be a victim to what we do not control. Patience, patience. We have a few minutes, probably time for one more short reading if someone would like to call in. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. 6350, Canada, 1-888-288-4494. We'd love to hear from you. Kate Braun next week. This has been Patience. This is Elaine Ireland with Going Global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. They say we are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And I believe it. This has been an uninterrupted hour. That means no commercial. Isn't that fun? I could do commercials, but I just choose not to. I absolutely choose not to. My website is ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. Remember that archives are available for not only our shows, but everything on BBS.com. And I thank you for being with me this evening. I hope that you'll let me know what subjects you would like to learn about, and we'll try to do them in the future. I will do my best to bring you experts in those fields. January is going to be predictions week, predictions month. Every show will be a psychic or an expert in the field, mostly psychic, and we'll be going over their list of predictions for the year. So please join us, and we'll put that together for you. I've already got everybody booked, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. You're going to have to go on bbsradio.com and see about these wonderful people. Kate's going to be with us next week, and then a new person to us, Rick Ferguson, who is just absolutely wonderful. We're going to talk about his Archangel Project, December the 30th. I'll have all of his bio and things posted next couple of days. You can go online, though, and find him at oneforce.cc. That doesn't make sense. I'll have to get that for you. I wrote it down wrong. Although you could probably type in Rick Ferguson, and it would come up, psychic. Anyway, I have to sign off. Thank you so much for having been with me tonight. This has been Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, on bbsradio.com. Patience, patience, patience. Be nice to yourself. Be nice to others. And have a great week. Be with me next week for Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Be safe.